And as Micheál was saying, the Taoiseach says he's disappointed. The Minister for Foreign Affairs has described the move as deeply unhelpful. And as you heard Tony Connolly reporting earlier, EU officials are furious at the British government's announcement that it would extend the period that it would move goods to Northern Ireland without Brexit paperwork beyond an agreed grace period without the agreement of the EU. More stringent checks were due to be introduced next month. We'll hear from Simon Coveney later and EU Commissioner Mairead McGuinness shortly. But first, let's hear from businesses in the north. Eoin Connolly, director of the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium, says he welcomes the move. But he told our reporter Éilidh Sheehy that a long-term workable solution is needed.
We need a trusted trader scheme. We need something that provides simplicity. So the first thing we need is digitization. That would mean that instead of having lots of pieces of paper, we have one or none. And that digitization also can help the EU see where things are going. And that then leads us to evidence that's needed for a trusted trader scheme that removes a lot of that friction altogether. And then, of course, we need a veterinary agreement to allow things to flow.
Now, are you optimistic that problems that exist now can be overcome and can be dealt with?
I'm always the optimist, but we have to be pragmatic and realistic about this as well. We really need for this extension of the grace period to be used to get a new system of trade in place. Now, this was done unilaterally. It is not the way we would have wanted it done. We would have wanted it done bilaterally with the EU. However, the principle still remains. That principle that was set out on the 8th of December by the EU and the UK, that Northern Ireland needed these grace periods until a new system was in place. That new system is not in place, therefore we still need those grace periods. And we hope that the EU will show a generosity of spirit. Even if that happens, it's quite a short time to get a new trading system up and ready. What we can say is that Northern Ireland business will not be found lacking. We will continue to use our best endeavours to make this work. We need the EU and the UK to live up to their commitments in the preamble of the protocol, which said they would do all of this with the least disruption possible to Northern Ireland communities.
That's Eoin Connolly, Director of the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium. Let's speak to Mairead McGuinness, EU Commissioner for Financial Stability, Financial Services and the Capital Markets Union. Mairead McGuinness, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it the Commission's view that the British government is breaking international law here?
Yes, it is. And I think it's not the first time, unfortunately, that this has happened. I think that what Eoin has just said is absolutely true. We need solutions for business in Northern Ireland. And we were working on those in the joint committee. So it is more than, I wouldn't say surprise, it's disappointment that we have issued the statement, because unilaterally the United Kingdom is negotiating with itself a solution rather than negotiated with the European Union. And, you know, the response from member states echoes what the Taoiseach has said here. We need trust in order to make progress. And unfortunately, when things are done unilaterally and not done through the proper channels, then trust is lacking. And that makes it very difficult to get proper solutions in place. And the other point is that we are also in the process of ratifying the trade and cooperation agreement that's going through the European Parliament. And we had hoped there would be dates, agreed date, perhaps today. I'm not sure how the Parliament will look at this particular move. And while the UK painted as simply technical and, you know, to get over a problem, it's very, very unusual that you would be in negotiations with a partner and then you would step outside and make a decision that impacts on your partner without having a discussion about it. So I think we need to separate the need for a solution that's absolutely clear for Northern Ireland and to get the protocol working. But the manner of its being is certainly not appropriate,
okay,
will cause difficulties, and we need to be able to say that very clearly.
If the Commission believes that Britain is breaking international law here, what's it going to do in response?
There is no decision today as to what will be done, because we're looking in detail. There is a dispute resolution mechanism, as you know. There are other ways and many ways of dealing with this. But I think a clear message has got to go to the United Kingdom that we spent a long time reaching an agreement on the protocol. We agreed absolutely in December that there were a need for grace periods. My colleague, Vice President Sefcovic, worked so hard on this and indeed was working yesterday on this to try and get a movement so that we could give the certainty capacity to business that it needs and also address issues for member states. So work was ongoing. There is no lack of will on our side. Okay. And I think what is interesting now is that we will have to sit down together. So the talks will continue. There is no way that they cannot continue, but they certainly continue in a more difficult atmosphere than prior to this decision. As I said, the manner of its communication was also unusual, but clearly it does speak to problems that business have in Northern Ireland. And I want to say very clearly that the European Union wants to address those problems which were created by Brexit and the form of Brexit that the British Prime Minister pursued. So we are trying to solve a problem we didn't create.
Yes.
And yesterday's development adds further difficulty to the problem solving.
Will you take legal action?
As I say, I will not be making that decision, no, but there are all sorts of options. As you know, the last time around when this occurred, an infringement proceeding was issued. That decision has not been taken in relation to the very recent news, but there are possibilities. On the other hand, we all know that Brexit has not helped relationships. We have got to move on and deal with the realities, help people and businesses. But we also need to make sure that there is mutual respect. And that when we have an agreement or and are in negotiation, that one partner doesn't leave the room and decide it's going to do its own thing. Could you imagine this morning if the European Union had taken such an approach and walked outside the negotiations and made a decision? We don't do that and we wouldn't do that. So I think we have to be able to say, you know, tough things to our friends in the United Kingdom.
Yes.
But equally, we will continue to talk because it is in all of our interest to make sure that the withdrawal agreement and the protocol work.
Is the Commission considering legal action either on the basis of infringement of the treaty or because the British government didn't use the arbitration mechanism? Is that move being considered?
I think the Commission is looking very closely at what was done yesterday and trying to make the appropriate response. And I think the statement yesterday from Vice President Sefcovic is strong because clearly he has said that what has happened undermines the work of the Joint Committee and the mutual trust needed to find solutions. That's a very strong statement from somebody who has tirelessly worked to try and make the protocol effective. So I think from that point of view, the mood is certainly a difficult one. I think member states will be wondering why the United Kingdom would have taken this unilateral action when we were negotiating. So I think there will be a measured response. And equally, we will be, if you like, the adults in the room here. There is work to be done and we have to get on with it, despite this particular development, which is most unhelpful.
You heard from Aon Connolly there representing many businesses in the north, and he's not alone. Why not simply extend the grace period?
Well, look, I know Aidan from dealing with him when I was a member of the European Parliament, and he is solutions oriented, as we are. And remember that in December, we did agree an extension and we were in the process of negotiating a possible extension with other issues to try and solve problems for businesses in Northern Ireland. I suppose the one concern I would have that there are voices in Northern Ireland who don't want a solution. They want trouble or difficulties. They don't want the protocol. And I think we have to be very clear that Brexit, the vote was in 2016. We've all worked very hard day and night to make things better than they might be otherwise, even though every time we negotiate with Brexit, it is a lose-lose for everyone. But I want to be clear that the European Union is fully aware of the difficulties in Northern Ireland, will respond appropriately. But the best way to do that is around the table. It's interesting that Lord Frost has just come on board and he will be the counterpart to my colleague, Vice President Sefcovic. And I think it's not the best start to any
yes.
relationship. But unfortunately, we will have to deal with the situation as it is today and perhaps separate out the political realities of how the UK perhaps operates, which we don't think is entirely appropriate, and the practical realities for businesses on the ground. So we will still be looking for
yes.
solutions here, but we'll do it with the United Kingdom,
when you say it's
not without them.
Yes, when you say it's interesting that this move comes after Lord Frost has taken over as the British counterpart to Commissioner Sefcovic, do you believe that it's connected to his appointment, to his involvement in these negotiations?
I think it's just an observation of a fact. I know that Vice President Sefcovic...
What do you mean by it being interesting?
And Michael Gove had a very good relationship. I think that Maroš Šefčovič also wants a very strong relationship with David Frost. The time hasn't been available to do that. But even despite yesterday, it's going to have to happen. I mean, there is nobody more willing and able than the EU side to get over problems and difficulties. But equally, I think we have to be very clear that when something happens that is not appropriate, and indeed, in our view, breaches both trust and an international agreement, then we have to call it out. And it does open a question mark about global Britain, if this is how global Britain would negotiate with other partners. I mean, our experience has been not an easy one, to put it mildly. So it wasn't a good day yesterday. I mean, this morning we have to face the facts and the realities, and okay, we have to work for practical solutions with the United Kingdom, not separately. I mean, we will never get the right solution if the two parties do not agree collectively on the way forward.
EU Commissioner Mairead McGuinness, thank you.